A Guide to Immunisations at 1 year of Age. A leaflet from the NHS and the UK Health Security Agency. Immunisation, the safest way to protect your child. The Childhood Immunisation Programme. This leaflet features the immunisation schedule from September 2024. Remember to bring your red book of immunisation with you to each appointment. You can also find out more at www.nhs.uk/vaccinations. Summary of immunisations. Which immunisations will my baby have at 1 year of age? Your baby will have 4 injections at their 1 year vaccination visit, including their Men B booster vaccination, a Hib Men C vaccination against Hib, Haemophilus influenzae type B, and meningococcal group C disease, Men C, a PCV13 booster vaccination against pneumococcal disease caused by some types of pneumococcal bacteria, their first MMR vaccination against measles, mumps, rubella. Immunisations at 1 year of age. Protecting against Hib, meningococcal groups B and C disease, pneumococcal disease, measles, mumps, and rubella. What is Hib? Hib is an infection that can lead to a number of major illnesses such as meningitis, inflammation of the lining of the brain, septicemia, blood poisoning, and pneumonia, especially in young children. The Hib Men-C vaccine is called Menitorix. You can view the patient information leaflet at www.medicines.org.uk/EMC/product/167/PIL. What is meningococcal disease? Meningococcal disease is a serious infection that can also cause meningitis and septicemia in children and young people. Group B meningococcal bacteria, MenB, are currently responsible for most cases of meningococcal disease in the UK, while meningococcal group C, MenC disease, is now uncommon because most young children and teenagers are routinely vaccinated against MenC. The MenB vaccine is called Bexsero. You can view the patient information leaflet at www.medicines.org.uk/EMC/product/5168/PIL. Which vaccines will be used? Your child will have a dose of a combined Hib-Men-C vaccine, as well as a booster dose of a Men-B vaccine. These vaccines will be given in the muscle of the thigh or upper arm. Why does my child need booster vaccines? Booster vaccines are given to increase the protection already given by the immunizations your baby has had earlier. The protection offered by the infant vaccinations can wear off after some time. A booster dose extends the period of protection into later life. Will the Hib, Men-C and Men-B vaccines have any side effects? Your child may have redness, swelling or tenderness where they had the injection. About half the children who have these vaccines may become irritable, and some get a mild fever. You can get more information on this from your GP, practice nurse, or health visitor. What is pneumococcal disease? Pneumococcal disease is one of the most common causes of bacterial meningitis in children, but it also causes septicemia, pneumonia, ear infections, otitis media, and other serious illnesses. there are more than 90 different types of pneumococcal bacteria. Which vaccine will be used? The vaccine used is a booster dose of PCV13, pneumococcal conjugate vaccine, which protects against 13 different pneumococcal types that most commonly cause pneumococcal disease in children. This vaccine will be given in the muscle of the thigh or upper arm at the same visit as the HIB-MenC and MenB vaccines. Will the PCV vaccine have any side effects? Out of 10 babies vaccinated, one or two may get swelling, redness, or tenderness at the injection site, or get a mild fever. The PCV vaccine is called Prevnar 13. You can view the patient information leaflet at www.medicines.org.uk/EMC/product/453/PIL. What is measles? Measles is caused by a very infectious virus. Nearly everyone who catches it will have a high fever, a rash, and generally be unwell. The complications of measles include chest infections, fits, seizures, encephalitis, infection of the brain, and brain damage. In very serious cases, measles can kill. What is mumps? Mumps is caused by a virus which can lead to fever, headache, and painful, swollen glands in the face, neck, and jaw. It can result in permanent deafness, viral meningitis, and encephalitis, inflammation and swelling of the brain. What is rubella? Rubella, German measles, is a disease caused by a virus. In children, it is usually mild and can go unnoticed. But rubella in pregnancy is very serious for unborn babies. It can seriously damage their sight, hearing, heart, and brain. This condition is called congenital rubella syndrome, CRS. What is the MMR vaccine? It contains weakened versions of live measles, mumps, and rubella viruses. Because the viruses are weakened, people who have had the vaccine cannot infect other people. In the UK, we have two MMR vaccines. Both work very well. One contains porcine gelatine and the other doesn't. If you want your child to have the porcine gelatine-free vaccine, discuss it with your practice nurse or GP. How and when is the vaccine given? The vaccine is injected into the muscle of the thigh or upper arm. It is given at 1 year of age after the immunity the baby got from their mother fades. A second dose of the vaccine should be given again before your child starts school at around 3 years and 4 months of age. How effective is the MMR vaccine? MMR vaccine has been responsible for almost wiping out these three diseases in young children since it was introduced in the UK in 1988. Will the MMR vaccine have any side effects? The three different viruses in the vaccine act at different times and may produce the following side effects after the first dose. 6 to 10 days after immunisation, as the measles part of the vaccine starts to work, about 1 in 10 children may develop a fever, and some may develop a mild measles-like rash and go off their food. About 1 in every 1,000 immunised children may have a fit caused by a fever. This is called a febrile convulsion. However, children who are not vaccinated and get measles are 3 times more likely to have a fit. About 3 weeks after MMR vaccination, as the mumps part of the vaccine starts to work, some children may rarely get mumps-like symptoms, fever and swollen glands. Very rarely, children may get a rash of small, bruise-like spots in the 6 weeks after the vaccination. This is usually caused by the measles or rubella parts of the vaccine. If you see spots like these, take your child to the doctor to be checked. Your doctor will tell you how to deal with the rash and how to protect your child in the future. Fewer than 1 in 1 million children may develop encephalitis, inflammation and swelling of the brain, after the MMR vaccine. However, if a child catches measles, the chance of developing encephalitis is between 1 in 200 and 1 in 5,000. MMR is the safest way to protect your child against measles, mumps, and rubella. What if my baby is allergic to eggs? The MMR vaccine can safely be given to children who have had a severe allergy, anaphylactic reaction, to egg. If you have any concerns, talk to your health visitor, practice nurse, or doctor. Does the MMR vaccine contain gelatine? In the UK, we have 2 MMR vaccines which work very well. One of them contains porcine gelatine, and the other one doesn't. If you would prefer to have the vaccine that does not contain porcine gelatine, talk to your practice nurse or GP. You can view the MMR vaccine patient information leaflets at, for Priorix, www.medicines.org.uk/EMC/product/1159/PIL. For MMR Vax Pro, www.medicines.org.uk/EMC/product/6307/PIL. Watch out for meningitis and septicemia. Both meningitis and septicemia are very serious. It is important that you recognize the signs and symptoms and know what to do if you see them. Early symptoms of meningitis and septicemia may be similar to a cold or flu: fever, vomiting, irritability, and restlessness. However, individuals with meningitis or septicemia can become seriously ill within hours, so it is important to know the signs and symptoms of these conditions. What is meningitis? Meningitis is an infection of the lining of the brain. Meningitis can be caused by several types of bacteria or viruses. Infection with meningococcal bacteria can cause meningitis, septicemia, blood poisoning, pericarditis, inflammation of the lining of the sac that contains the heart, and arthritis, swelling of the joints. In babies, the main symptoms of meningitis may include a high-pitched moaning cry, irritable when picked up, a bulging fontanelle, drowsy and less responsive, being difficult to wake, floppy and listless, stiff with jerky movements, convulsions, fits, refusing feeds, vomiting, skin that is pale, blotchy or turning blue, a fever. What is septicemia? Septicemia is a very serious condition when the bloodstream is infected. The signs of cold hands and feet, pale skin, vomiting and being very sleepy or difficult to wake can come on quickly. If you suspect septicemia, get help urgently. In babies, the main symptoms of septicemia may include rapid or unusual patterns of breathing, skin that is pale, blotchy, or turning blue, fever with cold hands and feet, shivering, vomiting and refusing feeds, red or purple spots that do not fade under pressure, do the glass test explained in the next section. On dark skin, check inside the eyelids or roof of the mouth, where spots may be more visible. Pain or irritability from muscle aches or severe limb or joint pain. Floppiness. Severe sleepiness. It is important to remember that not everyone will develop all the symptoms listed, and that this list of symptoms is not exhaustive. If an individual develops some of the symptoms, especially red or purple spots, get medical help urgently. If you can't get in touch with your doctor or are still worried after getting advice, trust your instincts and take your child to the emergency department of your nearest hospital. The glass test. People with septicemia may develop a red rash of tiny pinpricks, which can spread quickly and turn into red or purple blotches. Press the side of a clear drinking glass firmly against the rash so you can see if the rash fades and loses colour under pressure. If it doesn't change colour, contact your doctor immediately, as there is a high risk of sepsis caused by meningitis. You may like to seek support doing this test and use the image of how to do the test in the standard or large print version of this leaflet. Details are at the end of this recording. Where can I get more information? These charities provide information, advice, and support. Meningitis Research Foundation. Call the free helpline on 080-8800-3344. Lines open 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. weekends and holidays, or visit www.meningitis.org. Meningitis Now. Call the 24-hour helpline on 0808 80 10 388, or visit www.meningitisnow.org. You can also ask your doctor, practice nurse, or health visitor for advice, or contact NHS 111 online at 111.nhs.uk, by NHS 111 British Sign Language BSL Interpreter Service via www.nhs.uk/111, or by text phone on 1-800-1-111. Parents and carers can report suspected side effects of vaccines and medicines through the Yellow Card Scheme. This can be done by visiting www.mhra.gov.uk/yellowcard, or by calling the Yellow Card Hotline on 0800 731 6789, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. Routine Childhood Immunization Program from September 2024. This section gives the details of the age a child should have vaccines, the diseases protected against, and the vaccine given. Vaccinations needed at 8 weeks old. To protect against diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, whooping cough, polio, Haemophilus influenzae type B, HIB, and hepatitis B, children should have the DTaP, IPV, HIB, Hep B. To protect against meningococcal group B, MenB, children should have the MenB vaccine. To protect against rotavirus gastroenteritis, note, rotavirus vaccine should only be given after checking for SCID screening result. Vaccinations needed at 12 weeks old. To protect against diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, polio, HIB and hepatitis B, children should have the DTaP, IPV, HIB, Hep B vaccines. To protect against pneumococcal, 13 serotypes, children should have pneumococcal conjugate vaccine, PCV. To protect against rotavirus, children should have the rotavirus vaccine. Note, rotavirus vaccine should only be given after checking for SCID screening result. Vaccinations needed at 16 weeks old. To protect against diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, polio, Hib, and hepatitis B, children should have the DTaP, IPV, Hib, Hep B vaccines. To protect against MenB, children should have the MenB vaccine. Vaccinations needed at 1 year old, on or after the child's first birthday. To protect against Hib and MenC, children should have the Hib and MenC vaccines. To protect against pneumococcal, children should have the PCV booster vaccine. To protect against measles, mumps, and rubella, German measles, children should have the MMR vaccine. To protect against MenB, children should have the MenB booster vaccine. For the eligible pediatric age group, see the annual flu letter at www.gov.uk/government/collections/annual-flu-program. To protect against influenza, each year from September, children should have the live attenuated influenza vaccine, LAIV. Note, contains porcine gelatine, and if LAIV, live attenuated influenza vaccine, is contraindicated or otherwise unsuitable, use inactivated flu vaccine. Check Green Book, Chapter 19, for details. At 3 years and 16 weeks old, or soon after, to protect against diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, and polio, children should have the DTaP and IPV vaccine. To protect against measles, mumps, and rubella, children should have the MMR vaccine. Check first dose given. Vaccinations for boys and girls aged 12 to 13 years. To protect against cancers and genital warts caused by specific human papillomavirus, HPV types, children should have the HPV vaccine. Note, see Green Book HPV Chapter 18A for details on immunizing immunocompromised young people who will need 3 doses. At 14 years old, school year 9, to protect against tetanus, diphtheria, and polio, children should have the TD-IPV vaccines. Check MMR status. To protect against meningococcal groups A, C, W, and Y, children should have the MenACWY vaccines. Additional vaccines for individuals with underlying medical conditions. This section gives details of the medical condition, the diseases protected against, and the vaccines required. Note, for each vaccine required, check relevant chapter of the Green Book for specific schedule. www.gov.uk/government/collections/immunization-against-infectious-disease-green-book. And for PCV 13, up to 10 years of age, in each instance, if aged 2 years to under 10 years of age and unimmunized or partially immunized against pneumococcal infection, give 1 PCV 13 dose. For children with asplenia or splenic dysfunction, including due to sickle cell and celiac disease, to protect against meningococcal groups A, B, C, W, and Y, pneumococcal, influenza, children should have MenACWY, MenB, PCV 13, up to 10 years of age, noting the guidance repeated at the end of this section, PPV 23, from 2 years of age, annual flu vaccine. For children with cochlear implants, to protect against pneumococcal, children should have PCV13 up to 10 years of age, noting the guidance repeated at the end of this section, PPV23 from 2 years of age. For children with chronic respiratory and heart conditions, such as severe asthma, chronic pulmonary disease and heart failure, to protect against pneumococcal, influenza, children should have PCV13 up to 10 years of age, noting the guidance repeated at the end of this section, PPV23 from 2 years of age, annual flu vaccine. For children with chronic neurological conditions, such as Parkinson's or motor neurone disease or learning disability, to protect against pneumococcal, influenza, children should have PCV13 up to 10 years of age, noting the guidance repeated at the end of this section, PPV23 from 2 years of age, annual flu vaccine. For children with diabetes, to protect against pneumococcal, influenza, children should have PCV13 up to 10 years of age, noting the guidance repeated at the end of this section, PPV23 from 2 years of age, annual flu vaccine. For children with chronic kidney disease, CKD, including hemodialysis, to protect against pneumococcal, stage 4 and 5 CKD, influenza, stage 3, 4 and 5 CKD, hepatitis B, stage 4 and 5 CKD, children should have PCV13 up to 10 years of age, noting the guidance repeated at the end of this section, PPV23 from 2 years of age, annual flu vaccine, hepatitis B. For children with chronic liver conditions, to protect against pneumococcal, influenza, hepatitis A, hepatitis B, children should have PCV13 up to 10 years of age, noting the guidance repeated at the end of this section, PPV23 from 2 years of age, annual flu vaccine, hepatitis A, hepatitis B vaccine. For children with hemophilia, to protect against hepatitis A, hepatitis B, children should have hepatitis A, hepatitis B vaccine. For children with immunosuppression due to disease or treatment, note, consider annual influenza vaccination for household members and those who care for people with these conditions. To protect against pneumococcal, shingles vaccine, influenza, children should have PCV13 up to 10 years of age. Note, to any age in severely immunosuppressed, noting the guidance repeated at the end of this section, PPV23 from 2 years of age, Shingrix, over 50 years of age, check Green Book Shingles Chapter 28A, www.gov.uk/government/shingles-herpes-zoster-the-green-book-chapter-28A. Annual flu vaccine. For children with complement disorders, including those receiving complement inhibitor therapy, to protect against meningococcal groups A, B, C, W, and Y, pneumococcal, influenza, children should have MenACWY, MenB, PCV13 up to 10 years of age, noting the guidance repeated at the end of this section, PPV23 from 2 years of age, annual flu vaccine. A reminder, for PCV13 up to 10 years of age, in each instance, if aged 2 years to under 10 years of age and unimmunized or partially immunized against pneumococcal infection, give 1 PCV13 dose. Selective Childhood Immunization Program. This section lists the target group, age and schedule, diseases protected against, and vaccines required. For babies born to hepatitis B infected mothers, at birth, 4 weeks, and 12 months old. Note, take blood for HBsAg at 12 months to exclude infection. In addition, hexavalent vaccine, Infanrix Hexa or Vaxelis, is given at 8, 12, and 16 weeks. To protect against hepatitis B, children should have hepatitis B, Enterics B, or HBVax Pro vaccine. For infants in areas of the country with TB incidence greater than or equal to 40 in 100,000, at around 28 days after birth, note, check SCID screening outcome before giving BCG. To protect against tuberculosis, children should have BCG vaccine. For infants with a parent or grandparent born in a high-incidence country, where the annual incidence of TB is greater than or equal to 40 in 100,000, see gov.uk/government/publications/tuberculosis-tb-by-country-rates-per-100,000-people. At around 28 days after birth, note, check SCID screening outcome before giving BCG. To protect against tuberculosis, children should have BCG. For children in a clinical risk group, from 6 months to 17 years of age, to protect against influenza, children should have LAIV or inactivated flu vaccine if contraindicated to LAIV or under 2 years of age. For pregnant women, at any stage of pregnancy during flu season, to protect against influenza, women should have inactivated flu vaccine. From 16 weeks gestation, ideally before 32 weeks gestation, but may still be given after 32 weeks, to protect against pertussis, women should have Tdap or Dtap IPV. From 28 weeks gestation, to protect against RSV, women should have RSV vaccine. Copies of these booklets are available from your clinic or doctor's surgery. See also www.nhs.uk/vaccinations. This audio leaflet and a standard version is also available in Braille, Easy Read, Simple Text Large Print, BSL, and translated into a number of community languages. The leaflet can be ordered or downloaded from www.healthpublications.gov.uk by calling 0300 123 102 or by text phone 0300 123 103. Lines are open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m, Monday to Friday. Crown Copyright 2024. Product code 2024QG1AU, August 2024. UK Health Security Agency Gateway Number 2024526. This edition first published December 2019.